Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're going to get to Drake May, not Mac Jones. My God, where did that come from?
I know the team is bad, but
that's
one position I think
I don't like.
We don't need to go there.
You know what else has started to happen to me, Keith? I told you this off the air. We've mocked Jerod Mayo so much for the what I will say.
I will say this.
That started to work its way into
saying it?
I swear, I bet during the what happened around the NFL.
You said it a
bunch of times. Said it two or three times.
That's scary.
To the point where
that can happen.
What I will say is,
let me say
that started to work. We've mocked it so much, it's worked its way into my own vocabulary.
It's one of those things you say ironically, and then you start using it all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're screwed.
I don't like it. I got to work on that.
That is tough.
Much like Jerod Mayo, I'll wait till next year to work on that.
Well, you're just building for next year. You're
making notes for next year. I'll get to it next year. Yep. If you missed any of our Christian Gonzalez interview, man to man to man, three men, 10 questions.
That's right.
I think he liked him this week. I also kind of think he liked him this week.
I think he actually does.
Yeah. Like, not even joking.
He thinks about him. And I'm not being facetious. He listens to him and he tries to figure out what the best answer is.
Yes.
Even though they're all nonsense for the most part. But yeah, it was good.
They were mostly listener submissions this week. He did get the name of the show right.
Yeah. Now we were speculating.
He's getting a little bit of criticism here.
For?
Text line 37937. He said Jones and Keith.
Close
is
enough.
What I heard. Oh, we'll take that.
Close enough.
100%
You would not be the first person to call me Keith.
People are also saying next week you should ask which one is which. We're not going to do that.
Not
once
important.
He got the name of the show, which I'm shocked he got this week, the bit that part of the bit is dead. Yeah.
If we were in person with him, maybe we would say who's who.
Yeah,
but like on the phone,
work.
I don't think it's even
who's
more.
Jones, who's Keith.
Yeah.
Good point. Do you think he knew the name of the show, or do you think Aaron or whoever was standing next to him whispered it to him?
I think it's that thing. The second thing,
yeah.
I think, or even like wrote it down and like was listening.
Had it, just, held it like a sign, like a limo driver.
Showed it to him.
Like,
Jones, and he's like, Jones, and he's like, what is that? Keith.
I think that's what happened, but still, whatever.
Hey, win's a win.
It is.
They were ready for
he
it.
He was well coached.
Well coached.
Unlike on Sunday, Jones.
Unlike on Sunday, Keith, for sure. So we really haven't gotten to Drake May as much today. I know we've been accused of being Drake May cheerleaders. What did you think of his day yesterday?
Not very good. I think, to your point, I think he started out pretty decent. And, you know, you could debate whether they could have gone for it on the first drive. Then the second drive, they moved down the field, settled for a missed field goal, right? So they at least put him in a position to score points. And then it was kind of a mess. And it was such an uphill climb for him. This is where I make excuses for him. But when both your tackles can't run two or three plays without committing a penalty, any kind of positive momentum you get, you're immediately backed up. Or instead of second and 10, now it's second 15 or whatever. Like, it, that was brutal, all the penalties that he had to withstand. But with that said, wasn't great. The fumble is definitely on him. The interception is on him. You know rookies are going to turn it over. But I'll take the turnovers when I get more plays. Like, I need more plays. And, yeah, he made something out of nothing for the one offensive touchdown they scored to Austin Hooper. That was a great individual play by him and a quick catch and run by Hooper on a fourth and long. But overall, I don't know, most Mondays after a Drake May game, I felt better about how he played.
Same. Might have been his worst game. Might have been.
Yeah.
Now, maybe. If the floor for Drake May is 7 offensive points, you know, 222 yards or whatever it was, I'll pull the box score.
Yeah, I think
it was
222, and then he ran for 26.
You know, with 2 turnovers, is that, like, we legitimately thought there could be 3 and 4 interception games for him.
Yeah, but I was hoping there'd be, like, 2-3 touchdowns.
Correct.
On top of that.
So if that's the floor, maybe that's a slightly higher floor than we thought. Remember, Mayo, when he was at, was it Mayo's Mayo during the draft process was asked about Drake May. And before they even took him, I think. And he's like, well, he's got maybe the lowest floor out of all of them, but he's also got a high ceiling. If that's the lowest floor, then maybe it's a little higher than we thought if you want to go silver lining. But that was a bad game yesterday. It was maybe the worst game that he played. If you care about any of the advanced metrics, completion percentage over expected, he was among the worst quarterbacks in the NFL yesterday. He fumbled again. To me, the fumbles, Keith, are more...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Concerning than the picks. I mean, the pick was brutal, but he's a guy trying to make a play. The fumble, to me, watch that one. We said this the other week. Watch that, because that's now a high number. He has 5 fumbles, the most on the team this season, and he wasn't playing week one like everybody else. On top of that, he had another mix-up with Pop Douglas yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think they're on the same page.
So
who'd
you put that one on? That one I do put on Douglas.
Yeah.
That's one where you got to sit down in the zone there. Yeah. Drake May's clearly throwing to a spot. You got to sit down there. So I didn't put the pick a week ago on Pop Douglas. This one I would put.
I think if you read like the body language too.
Not the pick. I'm sorry. The incompletion.
No. Yeah, I put them both on Pop. But yeah, either way, it's up for debate, I suppose. Although Van Pelt did say it was on Pop. But this last one, I think if you kind of read Drake May's reaction to it, he's not going to throw a teammate under the bus ever, but I think if it was his fault, he might have reacted a little bit differently. Like, you know, it's not like the way he like grabbed his head,
yeah,
rather than being like patting his chest, being like, "That's on me," kind of thing. Like, I feel like that was on Pop Douglas.
Are you
also real quick, just going through like the first half?
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a penalty on every drive.
That was awful.
With the exception of one, and it was the drive that they started it with a Ramondre Stevenson like weird run where he got tackled for like minus six.
Yeah, where Miami.
So that might as well have been a penalty.
Miami was ready for it, yeah.
They were on that one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but basically there were negative plays between penalty or loss of yards on every drive in the first half. So then you're already down 24-0. At that point, it's like, all right, what are you going to do?
Are you worried about bad habits creeping in? With it's the end of the year, players are laughing it off in the locker room. They're looking ahead to their bye week. As you said, they're probably going to Cancun.
Yeah.
In other words, the players around him don't care. He seemed to be beating himself up after the game. The players around him don't seem to care, specifically on offense. They're laughing in the locker room after the game. Are you worried about developing bad habits
in
the final month?
So a little bit less so with Drake May. Like, I'm hoping that he kind of like learns from some of these things. And then one of the reasons why I was very pro him starting week one is you just throw him into a lot of these different situations. All right, how do you respond when the team is down by 8 points, you know, with 2 minutes to go versus, you know, all these different scenarios that you have? I say throw it on him, and hopefully he learns from those. Some of those other guys, I don't know if it's as much bad habits or just how many of these guys that are on the team right now do I really think are going to be a part of the team whenever they're good again?
Mm.
Like the offensive line, maybe on Wanu. Like how many guys?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't even know. Like by the time they're really good again, and even if that is 2 years from now, there's so much turnover in the NFL, and I don't even know how many of these guys on the team you really like. Friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez, Drake May. It's kind of it. Like Hunter Henry, good pro, but if you're talking about like guys that are under 25 that you would like.
Keon White, is he even under 25? He was in college for a long time.
He's young. Oh, yeah, good point. Dr. White. I feel like... Yeah, some days I really like him, some days I don't.
If you asked me in September, yes, but now I'm like, eh.
Yeah, no.
Offensive weapon, Marcus Jones?
It's May and Gonzo. So, like, to answer your question, if some of the other guys start developing bad habits, so be it. You're going to have to get new players anyway.
I know we're a touch late, but let me give you another one. I never really got why people wanted to re-sign him in the first place.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Duggar.
Can't defend the pass. At all.
I have been saying this for years about Kyle
Duggar. Is he involved in all four touchdowns?
Yeah, I think so. He was definitely on the Johnny one and the second Achan one. I don't know every single one.
He cannot.
Okay, I've been saying this for years about him. He is terrible in pass coverage. Correct. If he is coming up, he's playing in the box, he's coming up against like horizontal passes, screen passes and things like that, he'll knock the crap out of you. And if he's coming up on running backs and helping in the run game, he is a force. But in the passing game, he's horrible. And he's been horrible. And they're paying this guy. And he's not young, by the way, either. You want to talk about a guy who was in college forever. So he's not a player who's under 25?
No, he's not.
What does he do? What does he bring to the table? Other than an outdated game that doesn't really fit in today's NFL played in space.
Every once in a while he hits a guy. Like Brandon Merriweather without the cheap shots.
So, like...
He's 28.
Thank you. So what does he do? What does he bring to the table? That was a guy you prioritized in the offseason.
No, he should be benched. After how he played on Sunday, I mean, he was not very good.
You can jump in, 617-779-7937. More second guessing for the coaching staff, including how they approach the game during the week. That's next.